His hair's all squamous and his hands are full of clay. The clay's all dirty, it'll dirty all your gown. When Tatty uses his twiggy old fingers to rip your bleeding organs out.
Every year it's the same in happenstance.
I wouldn't mind so much if it wasn't for all the nanty-narking singing.
It's a hymn of ancient praise to Tatty Bogle.
Oh, heaven.
I visited Baker's End often enough that year to know when there was another supernatural adventure in the offing. Late summer was a curious time. The villagers were preparing for their harvest festival. But this wasn't just a case of a few tins of spaghetti hoops and some jars of homemade jam.
Oh, it's so hot. It's nearly 11 o'clock at night and it's stifling.
You should try being furry like me, Mrs. Frimbley. It's no joke, my new skimble shanks is sticking to me.
Well, you could go back to dressing like a sensible human being.
Never, never, never.
I get embarrassed having to explain you to all and sundry.
If I changed back, I'd Kruger spoof all my marvellous powers.
Oh, who's knocking at this strange hour?
I'll scumble them off. Ungar meow.
You'll do no such thing.
The housekeeper was surprised to find two children waiting on the doorstep.
Can I help you?
This place is Baker's End, isn't it?
You shouldn't be out knocking on doors as late as this.
Is this the home of Tom Baker, the gigantic cat?
The man who says he's the king of cats?
I don't see what that's got to do with you.
And are you Mrs. Frimbley, his housekeeper?
What if I am?
There are things your master doesn't know about you.
What are they bubbling on about, Mrs. Frimbley?
Nothing. I'm just telling them to go away.
You can shoo us off.
You can push us away with a flea in our ear.
But you'll get what's coming to you.
When Tatty Bogle returns, when he comes home to Happenstance,
everyone under this roof is doomed.
I'm not listening to another word of this. Go on. Scram! Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness.
Well, whatever's the matter? You look like you've had a fright.
Those children at the door.
Oh, what's so scary about children?
There aren't any children in Happenstance, Susie.
Then who or what were they?
Something even nastier.
Those were sticky and uncomfortable days in the village. I was only meant to be visiting for a few days, but would you believe it? The train stopped running.
They fear spontaneous combustion or some such. It isn't clear whether they mean the trains or the passengers.
I think I'm doomed to live here forever.
I feel the same.
Well, you're the vicar. You're supposed to be here.
They're godless heathens. They don't need a vicar.
Shh! Someone will hear.
Do you think I care? I've had enough of their primitive superstitions. Who's seen those hideous scarecrows everywhere?
It's rather quaint, isn't it? A festival. Some of them are quite frightening.
Quaint? Haven't you noticed? They turn up in strange places and their hollow eyes seem to follow you.
Harmless fun, surely.
Miss Gossock, are you saying that no one has told you yet about the procession, about the rites of Tatty Bogle?
Should they have?
You'll find out soon enough. Look, it's your turn at the till.
Thanks.
Here, pop some ducky cat treats in for Tom, from me. Tell him I'll pop round later for a tea of Peppy and a chinwag. He's not very happy about this scarecrow infestation either.
Look, who or what is this Tatty Bogle anyway? There was an instant silence. Everyone was looking at me.
I suggest you bag your items and leave here quickly.
I still feel like such an outsider.
We both are. Another thing, Susie, just keep an eye on Mrs. Frimbley. She has a bad habit of getting subsumed by this kind of thing. Last time I saw her in the garden centre, she had a fervid look,